And it greatly pleased the king, and he wondered at it. And when Rikayon sat before him, the king asked him concerning all his works. And Rikayon spoke all his words wisely before the king, his servants, and all the inhabitants of Egypt. And when the king heard the words of Rikayon and his wisdom, Rikayon found grace in his sight, and he met with grace and kindness from all the servants of the king and from all the inhabitants of Egypt on account of his wisdom and excellent speeches, and from that time they loved him exceedingly. And the king answered and said to Rikayon, "Thy name shall no more be called Rikayon, but Pharaoh shall be thy name, since thou didst exact a tax from the dead." And he called his name Pharaoh. And the king and his subjects loved Rikayon for his wisdom, and they consulted with all the inhabitants of Egypt to make him prefect under the king. And all the inhabitants of Egypt and its wise men did so, and it was made a law in Egypt. And they made Rikayon Pharaoh prefect under Ahasuerus, king of Egypt. And Rikayon, Pharaoh, governed over Egypt, daily administering justice to the whole city. But Ahasuerus, the king, would judge the people of the land one day in the year, when he went out to make his appearance, 3-1. And Rikayon, Pharaoh, cunningly usurped the government of Egypt, and he exacted a tax from all the inhabitants of Egypt. And all the inhabitants of Egypt greatly loved Rikayon Pharaoh, and they made a decree to call every king that should reign over them and their seed in Egypt Pharaoh. Therefore, all the kings that reigned in Egypt from that time forward were called Pharaoh unto this day. Jasher chapter 15:1.